Hello, 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 savvy people. How y'all doing? This is your girl, Lorna B, here from Savvy Living with Lorna B. I want to thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time listening, I want to say a big shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you. And also, please check out my Facebook and Instagram page, Savvy Living with Lorna B, and friends who like savvy, so you can really get a feel of what Savvy Living with Lorna B is all about. I am, of course, a believer of God, a worshiper of God, a servant of God. I'm a wife, a mother of two kids. I teach life skills by day, have a degree in psychology. I'm a motivational speaker, podcast host, and just all around savvy person trying to share savvy life tips to help our lives just be the best possible. And so get on my pages on Facebook and Instagram and check out the posts. Comment on the post, let me know, follow the pages, and let me know what you think about them. We have a great time, and we're just trying to share information to help each other. I don't know everything, but I tell all of my savvy people, with God and Google, guess what? We can figure it out. So go and check that out. But thank you so much. It's been a few days since I did a podcast, so I decided to come on and share a life skill. This week on my page on Instagram and Facebook, I shared the life skill just talking about how sleep is so important. Rest is so important, okay? God wants us to be able to take a shower at night, go to bed, and not stress and not worry and get good rest. And it's so important for our body. And so I want to come on tonight just to tell you, if you have a lot going on, if you're busy, if you're stressed, if it's sickness, if it's death, any kind, if it's financial issues, you have to at night say a prayer, talk to God, read some Bible verses, meditate, and give it to God. You just have to, because rest is so important for our health, physical health and mental health and spiritual health. Our body, God created our bodies to need rest, right? So that it can rejuvenate itself, so cells can repair themselves. Sleep is so important. In psychology in college, we studied the sleep patterns and how many hours you need to get of sleep with certain ages. And of course, babies need like almost 18 hours of sleep a day because their bodies are just growing, growing, growing. All right. And then you have toddlers who need like, what is it, 12 to 16. Then moving on up, you get to like 10 to 12. Then you get to 10 hours. I believe my daughter's 7. She's still in the 10-hour bracket. And then you get on up to the 8 or 9. Or the 9 or 10, then the 8 or 9. And then once you become an adult, like I can do pretty good off, I do really good off 8, but I can make it off 7. But it's important to at least get 7 hours of sleep a night for your health, okay? Your body's rejuvenating cells. If you get enough sleep, you won't be as cranky during the day. You won't eat as much during the day. You're less likely to do drugs and alcohol if you're not sleepy. You'll be more productive. Okay, you're less likely to get some different types of cancer if you get more sleep. You're less likely to have heart problems if you get more sleep. So those that you'll have, your skin is healthier. You'll overall be healthier. You'll feel like exercising. You'll have more energy. Okay, if you get more sleep. And that's the key. And my daughter and my son used to watch this show a long time ago called Daniel Tiger. And he had these little songs. If you're sick, rest is best. Rest is best. Why do you feel like when you are sick, all you want to do is lay down? Why do we feel that way? Why do we feel like we just want to take a nap? Because that's your body saying, we need to put you to sleep. We need you to rest so that we can start working and get you back to 100%. So we can get all these germs out. We can kill these viruses. And we can rejuvenate and get some healthy cells in here. The white blood cells are working hard because you need to rest. Stay hydrated and rest. And I don't know why some people think, oh, I can make it off of 5 hours. Oh, I can make it off 4 hours. I can make it off 6. You need 7 and up. Like the drink, 7 up, you need 7 and up in order to have a great productive day. I'm serious. Your skin looks better. You're healthier. You're less likely to get have bad allergies and have colds and sinus problems if you get more sleep. So today I just want to come on and remind you that you need to try to get more sleep. Make it a priority and watch how much better your day will be. More productive, happier, less cranky. You'll eat less. You'll be ready to exercise. You'll have more energy. And you'll be, over the years, you'll notice that you're not as sick, okay? If you get more sleep, you got, because our body is constantly working. All of our organs are constantly working. But at night, when we get into that seventh REM or eighth REM of sleep, because it's different REMs like waves of sleep, That heart is resting, and those cells are recovering, and kidneys are resting. Everything is in a rest mode. Your brain, okay, because we have so much going on in our heads, is resting. And if you don't allow it to rest, it's going to poop out before it should poop out. And I don't know about you. I don't want my organs or my heart or my lungs or my kidneys pooping out before time. I'm claiming 100 plus in the name of Jesus, okay? So I'm going to get off here. I just want to encourage you to take a shower. Turn the lights down in the house. Turn the noise down. I sleep when it's dark. I can't sleep with the TV on, but whatever you prefer. Make sure that your house is not hot. I know right now it's very hot. I live in Alabama. But keep your house cool. Keep those ceiling fans cool, because it's a known fact. Doctors will tell you, you rest better in a cool environment. Okay, your body needs to be a cool temperature. So keep your house cool. Have some clean sheets on your bed and just relax. Don't eat a lot of food either before you go to bed. Don't eat huge snacks before you go to bed, because then your belly's going to be working trying to digest that food. Have your little water by your bed, your nightstand. Say your prayer, read your Bible, and get some good rest. I hope this savvy tip helps. I know you might say, well, I know, but I don't. But look, it's time. It's time to make yourself a priority. We take care of everybody else, and I'm talking to the mothers out there. We take care of everybody else. We make sure everybody else gets everything they need. But let's make it a priority that we're going to set our day up to where we can get in the bed and get enough sleep. I have some sleep charts on Facebook and Instagram that you can check out. You can check and see what age, however old your child is, that's how many hours of sleep they need. And don't let your teenagers stay up all night. They need some good rest as well, because they have lots of tests and things going on in school. They need to be alert, ready to go, and paying attention so they can have a successful day at school as well. Once again, please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram and this wonderful podcast at Savvy Living with Lorna B. And friends who like Savvy, I am a woman of God. I am a motivational speaker. I'm a teacher of life skills. And I am a host. So if you would like for me to come to your church and speak, because I did a youth day in June, and it was awesome on leadership. If you'd like for me to come to your schools and teach life skills, share some life skill tips with your young adults, with your teens and preteens, I would love to. Or if you'd like for me to host an event, just hit me up at LornaB80@yahoo.com, or you can hit me up on Messenger, on Facebook, or Instagram. All of my information is in all my profiles. Have a great night. More God, more rest, more health, more blessings. Do you want more? I do. Remember, I love you, but most of all, who? God loves you. Peace.